Welcome, 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 welcome back to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Just want to let you guys know that this podcast is brought to you by Built Bar. Also, if you want to listen to this podcast, you can go to Apple iTunes and you can download it on Spotify. I come here 5 days a week, getting back into it, especially with the restart around the corner. But the man of the hour, Joel Embiid, recently gave a Zoom call, a presser with the media. He did that on Tuesday. And, you know, Joel says some, as he always does whenever he speaks, he says some great things. I mean, Joel talked about, I guess, some apprehension of going down and fear of going down inside the bubble. He also talked about his role. And the thing I'll say about Joel Embiid, like, you know, he's an entertaining guy on the court. He is, you know, a fan favorite. You know, he's the villain on the road. He's the beloved guy at home. He gets the crowd involved. You know what I mean? He's a huge personality. He goes to Twitter. He does all this other trolling stuff. You know, oh my God, he just embarrasses people. But away from the court, from what I hear, what people tell me, what he says, is he's kind of like a homebody. You know, he's that type of guy who he spends time with his family, he spends time with his girlfriend, and he plays video games a lot. I mean, you're not going to see Joel out at the club or doing all this other stuff and da da da. You know, that's just not him. You know, he's a family type of guy who loves playing video games, loves being on social media, and loves playing in the NBA. So when you talk about this bubble thing and how scary the bubble is, you know, it's only right for Joel Embiid to be a little nervous, right? And not because of himself or what he'll do, but it's the unknown of everybody else. I mean, when you think about it, you know, what the league is asking players to do is, hey, look, man, you got to do the honor code. You know, hey, it's one of those things with putting all you guys in the bubble, and it's one of those things where we expect you guys to follow the rules, do what you're supposed to do, and then if everyone does that, we all are going to be safe. You know, we're all going to be safe. So When you hear Joel Embiid say that, you're like, wow, this is real. I mean, my man is being straight up when he talks about some concerns that he has, right? Now, the Sixers are going to go to Orlando on Thursday, right? They're going to train there. Training camp for NBA teams or training camp for them is going to start on Saturday, right? They're going to play three exhibition games in the final week of training camp. And then, well, not really exhibition games. Let me just call them scrimmages because I don't even know if they're going to be like four-quarter games or anything like that. So let's just say scrimmages, right? And then they're going to open up August the 1st against the Indiana Pacers, right? Playing eight seeding games. So, you know, when Joel was asked yesterday about his fears, he was like, yeah, right? And then he kind of explained it. He says, I am not a big fan of the idea, but then again, you know, I am going to do my job. I am not going to let the city down, right? Okay, you know, that's cool. That's cool. But then he went on. He said, the fact that I don't know like the idea and I still don't believe in it, I don't think it's going to be safe enough, right? He's saying that won't deter him because I know I am going to do the right things. I don't do anything. I play video games and I am always home. I don't do anything, but then again, I don't trust those other guys to do the same. But like I said, I got to do my job. It is true. I mean, when he says that, I mean, that's real. You know, it's kind of like, you know, you're going to be in a bubble, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. You know, all these guys are going to be self-quarantined. It's going to be a tough situation. And then for some, like, we're, you know, you're looking on Twitter, guys are tweeting out their quarantine meals. And you're sitting there and you're looking like, yo, you got to eat that? And then it quickly comes out like, oh, well, the menu is going to get better once they clear quarantine, right? So, okay. But when you see that and a guy is tweeting that out, it lets you know initially on the first day, guys are saying, whoa, this is what they got us doing. You know what I mean? Like, whoa. So, you know, there are going to be a couple guys who, let's keep it real, they're going to want to sneak off campus. They're going to want to do whatever. I mean, think about this. And if somebody really wants to sneak off campus, really wants to sneak off campus, I think it's going to be hard to stop them. I mean, I know they're going to have NBA security down there. They're going to have all this and that. But let's keep it real. All these guys, let's say 97% of these guys are millionaires. And the reason why I'm saying not, like there's another percent, because there might be some two-way cats or some guys with rookie deals or whatever, you know, like undrafted guys who made a team. So they probably aren't making that much money right now, right? But who's to say if a millionaire, a guy making, I'm not going to say a max guy, I'm going to say a guy making $12 million goes to the back gate, says, look, bro, to security guard, here's $2,500. You don't see me, right? What time you get off shift? 7 o'clock a.m. All right, I'll be back by 5. I mean, who's to say that can't happen? I mean, really? I mean, so you mean to tell me somebody like, well, $2,500? So, like, I mean, like somebody says, oh, he gave me $2,500. I'm not going to take it. I mean, again, now I'm not saying anything disparaging about these people and they don't take their job seriously, but if you were a dude and somebody gave you $2,500 to say you don't see me, you know, I don't know. I mean, I hope I wouldn't take it, but come on now. Like, stuff happens. So when Joel Embiid has his concerns, it's warranted. It really is. It's warranted. And see, the thing is, I ain't going to say funny thing. I always say funny thing, y'all. And please don't get offended when I say that. It's like a figure of speech. Like, I always say that. It's funny. Like, yo, someone, you know, the funny thing was, nah, bruh, it's nothing funny about that. I get it, y'all. I really do. But it's just something I've been saying for years, the funny thing. The funny thing is that you can tell that he's not the only one who feels this way, right? Or, and what I mean is not about other teammates, but other only person who is alarmed. Now, here's the deal. There's a lot of players who don't want to go down there. The league said to them that, hey, if you don't want to go, you don't have to go, right? You don't have to go. You're just not going to get paid. So, A, some brothers don't want to, like, lose some of the money. B, some dudes are saying, okay, they're saying if I don't want to go, nothing's going to happen to me. But what if I don't show and some of my teammates are like, yo, dude, you didn't ride with us. You know, you when you signed up, when you became a part of this team, you said you were all for the team. How come you ain't playing? And then on the second of that, it could be one of those things where they say, like, look, man, that you may say that everything is cool, but how was the general manager going to think of me or the owner think of me moving forward? You know, everybody isn't like, I'm just throwing out this name because he's a max guy and he's a megastar. Everybody's not like LeBron James. They all don't have that power. They don't. That million, yeah, they make millions of dollars, but let's keep it real. They play in a league that people are dying to get into. And some of these guys, the difference between them and another player, talking about into their bench guys, are opportunity. So basically, you don't want to put the owners or the teams in a position to give someone else your opportunity at your expense. So, you know, yesterday, Shake Milton says, I don't think we should be playing, but I think the NBA is doing all they can to make the environment as safe as possible. So, you know, he's another guy. Now, again, he said the NBA is doing everything to make it as safe as possible, but he knows in the back of his head, there's a pandemic. There's a pandemic. You know? He says, my teammates want to play, so we're going to go down there and try to get a win. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? So guys want to do that. Now, here's a guy, Shake Milton, who, man, came off an unbelievable stretch. You know, he came in the game once Ben Simmons got hurt against the Milwaukee Bucks on February the 22nd, I believe it was. And then he started the next 8 games. The dude was balling. Balling. So if anyone, he should be like, oh, doing cartwheels, we're coming back. But he kept it real. You know, but see, and this is the reason why he kept it real. I feel like there are issues going on right now in the world that are way bigger than the sport. Way bigger than the game of basketball. He's right. And I feel like we're on the cusp of finally having people tune in and really try to listen and try to understand more about the things that are happening in our country. And I feel like the moment is too big right now, and I don't want the game of basketball to overshadow it. Bingo. He's right. Now, I think that they can use their platform down there, and they can get things established. I do. I know some people don't, like saying, how are you going to do that? I think the world is going to look at these guys, and they're going to see them. They're going to get some, I mean, with these Zoom calls, as I'm finding out, typically on a regular practice, like a nondescript practice day with the Sixers, like, you know, you'll have the beats, right? You'll have the beat writers. You may not have any columnists. You may not have all this other stuff. But with these Zoom calls, yo, it's like everybody and their mom, like, trying to get on Zoom calls. And see, here's the thing, because typically what it would be, see, the Zoom calls to me is, as a reporter, it's like a plus and a minus, like, you know, a catch-22. See, the thing is, if you're a reporter and you want to be everywhere, you're going to make sure you're going to get there, right? You're going to be there. You know, the Sixers say, hey, practice media availability should be 2 o'clock. I'm just throwing that out there, right? Just the time, just throwing out time. You know you better get there by 1, at least 1:15. Reason being is you never know how practice is going to go. Honestly, it may be a day where practice goes like great or bad, and the coach may say, hey, we're done. Well, in those instances, if you show up at 2 o'clock, 9 out of 10, in those instances, 2 o'clock, there's not going to be anybody there. Like, practice, the media availability is going to be early. So you get there early. So, like, you just, so basically, you know, you're rewarded for being early. On these Zoom calls, it's like, now here's the thing, another thing. Say, like, a competitor has, let's say they're covering the Boston Celtics one day. Well, they can't go to the Sixers practice. They just can't. Well, on these Zoom calls, you can go to the Boston Celtics media availability. And then next thing you know, you get off your computer, you go to the Sixers media availability. So it's like a lot of media attention these guys are getting. Competitively, as a reporter, you're like, dang, dude. Man, I thought I was going to get this. Just a beat writer. Nah, everything's a national story now. So with that being said, I think you can use your voice, your platform, to reach a wider audience, if you know what I mean. So I think that's what's going to happen. Yeah. You know, Joel Embiid said some other things. And, you know, what he said is, you expect it. You know, he was basically asked about, you know, his role. He said that should not even be a question, right, about the team's offense, right? Now, like, let's keep it real. For the Sixers to win, Joel Embiid has to be the next X factor, more often than not. I'm talking about against a quality team in the playoffs. Joel Embiid has to be the X factor. I mean, I've said that over and over and over and over again. And what he said Tuesday was, I know what I'm capable of. I know what my teammates think of me. I know I'm capable of carrying the team. So it's all about me being assertive. If I feel like I'm not getting the ball, I just got to talk to them, and do what I have to do, right? I get that, right? But at the end of the day, I should never be in the position to complain about getting the ball just because of who I am. I believe I can carry the team, and I believe being able to do that, I just got to take matters into my own hands. And obviously, I need to be in positions where I feel comfortable, and I believe my teammates are going to help. I like that, but the things that I said earlier about him being the X factor, I'm not taking that back. Believe me, I'm not. But I don't really like that quote. I like it, but I don't like it. Is it true? Yes. I shouldn't say I don't like it. A couple red flags came up. My concern with that is there are going to be certain days where other players are probably going to get hot, right? And if certain players get hot, sometimes you got to follow the hot hand. I feel like when you say something like that, I feel like what happens if Ben Simmons is playing point forward and Ben starts dominating and everything goes through Ben? Does Joel get upset? I hope not. I mean, I talked about that before. You know, I hope not. You know, if somebody, you know, because he is the alpha dog. I'm not going to lie. Talking about Joel. But I think there's going to be some occasions where Ben is going to be the guy just because he's going to be playing point forward at times. And I just want to see, like, you know, what happens. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, one guy gets hot and then the other guy, you know, you're still doing well, but you got to ride the hot hand. And when I hear stuff like that, I know what he meant. I know he meant that, yo, y'all got to go through me. But sometimes you got to adjust. I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say, adjust. And I just want them to be patient and adjust. Because you don't want to get caught up in, yo, who's this guy and how come I'm not getting the rock and stuff like that. No. No. You know, you just can't do it that way. You know, and then, you know, the things talking about Ben, you know, we're going to need him. It's a team game. I'm going to the best to keep him, I'm going to do my best to keep helping him and create some space for him. And we all got to do the same thing just to help each other. Now, here's the one thing I don't like. I am going to do my best to keep helping him and create some space for him. When I hear that, that means Joel is going to be chucking threes. You know, I don't like that. I get it. I know everybody brings up the stack about, yeah, he leads the league in post touches. But but I think he needs to do it more. You know what I mean? He needs to lap the league in post touches, right? I mean, I'm going to be real with you because he is a beast down there. I mean, they got him listed at 7 feet, 280. Come on now. We both know he's above both. I mean, you know, he's like 7'2", maybe 2'9". I mean, who knows? I mean, Joel's a big dude. So I'm not saying like, you know, oh, look how big he is. Nah, when you're 7'2", like, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to carry some weight, especially a solid guy like that, right? So, you know, he thinks they need to help each other. He said, at the end of the day, it's about winning a championship, and I feel like he has the right mindset. That's what he wants to do. I know one thing about him, he wants to win, and he's going to do what it takes to win. So whatever we're going to need him to do, that's what he has to do, all right? You know what I mean? So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. But, you know, I agree with Joel in regards to going down there. You got to be a little leery about some of the people. You know, people got to buy in. You know, they got to man up. They got to do what they have to do. Like, if you're going to go down there for 3 months and everybody wants to make this thing a success, well, then you got to abide by the rules. As tough as it may seem. And believe me, I get it. I get it, guys. You guys are young. You're in the prime of your life. You know, you're used to doing whatever you want to do. And now it's like, whoa, you can't go nowhere. I get that. And I also get that Joel is the alpha dog of the team. There's no denying that. But the one thing is, like he said, it's all about helping the team win. There's going to be some days where he's not going to be the man. At least, like, you know, like, let's face it. When it comes down to it, in the clutch or whatever, you know, that's the guy you want involved. But if somebody's hot, if Tobias Harris is going crazy, going berserk, you got to keep going to him. If Josh Richardson is killing people, keep going to him. If Shake Milton is on fire, go to him. If Ben Simmons is like the man in the post, take advantage of it. That's all I'm saying. All right, y'all. I want to thank y'all for listening and have a blessed day. Deuces.